You're watching Let's Talk in English, and today is our Saturday review show. My name is Katie, and I hope you're ready for a great review lesson today.
And I am Nathan. It's great to be here with you. Every Saturday, we talk about the lessons from this week so you can remember what we learned together.
That's right. So, first this week, we talked about Christmas shows. Do you remember which show Tina Twirl is in?
Something you have to think about in the winter is staying healthy. One way to do that is by getting a flu shot. Have you gotten one before?
Sometimes shots can hurt, but they can also really help you too. And Mark has a problem this week. All the plane tickets to Texas are sold out. So, how will he get home?
A lot of things happened this week, but that just means there are a lot of things to review.
That's true. So, let's get started. It's time for us to watch all the conversations again. Pay attention, and we will ask you some questions about them later.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking all about dancing. Please help me welcome my guest, Tina Twirl. Welcome to our show, Tina Twirl.
Thank you, Rob.
You have an interesting job.
I do. I am a dancer.
What kind of dancer?
I'm a ballet dancer. I dance every day.
You must enjoy your job.
I do. I love to dance. I dance for 5 hours every day.
You are dancing in the Nutcracker Ballet now.
Yes, many people love the Nutcracker.
I like it. I see it every Christmas.
Many people enjoy the story.
And the music is beautiful.
It is. I love it.
What character are you in the Nutcracker?
I am the Sugar Plum Fairy.
You must be a very good dancer. The Sugar Plum Fairy's dance is difficult.
It is. I practice for many hours.
When can people see you dance?
They can see the Nutcracker any night this week.
Is the ballet at First Theater?
Yes, it is.
Don't miss it, everyone.
Did you see the Nutcracker yet?
I went last night. It was great.
I love that ballet. I first saw it when I was a child.
Did you go and see it, Mark?
No, I don't like ballet very much.
The Nutcracker is a Christmas tradition. Everyone sees it at Christmas time.
Not me. I enjoy other kinds of performances.
What kind of performances?
I like Christmas concerts. I love Christmas music.
Did you go to the high school's Christmas concert?
Yes, I did. The bands played and the choirs sang. It was great.
My high school had a Christmas concert every year. I sang in the choir.
Mine did too. I played in the band. I liked playing Christmas music.
I also enjoy Christmas plays. A Christmas Carol is my favorite.
I like that one too. The character of Scrooge really learns a lesson.
He does. We should all be kind to others.
And money doesn't make people happy.
I really like the last words of the play.
Which ones?
God bless us, everyone.
Carol! Where were you today? I didn't see you in the office.
I went to the doctor to get a flu shot.
Ow! I don't like getting shots.
I don't either. But shots keep you from getting sick. I don't want to get the flu.
Shots hurt. I don't know if I want to get a flu shot.
Do you want to get the flu instead?
Maybe. I'm afraid of needles.
Needles can be a little scary, but the doctors know that. They give shots quickly, so it won't hurt as much.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. When I got my shot, my arm only ached a little. Now I feel fine. A little shot is much better than getting sick.
Maybe getting a flu shot wouldn't be that bad.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Carol. What are you talking about?
Jim doesn't want to get a flu shot.
Jim, you should. I didn't get one last year, and I was sorry.
What happened?
I got the flu, and it wasn't fun. I had a fever and a bad cough. I had to stay home for a week.
That sounds terrible. I guess I should get a flu shot. Hi, Rob. Are you ready for Christmas?
I can't wait. Christmas is the best time of year. Will you visit your family, Jim?
Yes, I am taking the train to California.
That sounds fun. Were the tickets expensive?
Yes, they cost extra this time of year.
Hi, guys. Are you talking about plane tickets?
We're talking about train tickets.
Oh, I need a plane ticket. I want to go to Texas for Christmas.
Did you go online to get a ticket?
I tried this morning, but there are no tickets available.
Why not?
The tickets all sold out.
Oh no. Flights sell out fast at Christmas.
What will you do, Mark?
I don't know. I need to find a way to Texas. I want to see my family this Christmas.
Maybe you can take the bus.
I don't want to take the bus. The bus is crowded.
Then you won't like train travel either. The train is also crowded.
Megan, thanks for helping me look for tickets.
No problem, Mark. You want to see your family. I understand that.
There weren't any tickets left yesterday. But maybe someone canceled their trip.
I'll check the website.
Oh no, there are still no tickets available. What can I do?
Maybe you can share a ride to Texas.
Good idea.
Hi, Mark. How can I help you?
I'm trying to get to Texas to visit my family, but there aren't any flights available.
Did you check online today? Sometimes tickets become available.
Yes, tickets are still sold out everywhere. Are any of your friends driving to Texas? Maybe I can share a ride.
I can't think of anyone.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Carol.
Did you find a plane ticket, Mark?
No, there are still no seats left. And I can't share a ride with anyone. Nobody is driving to Texas.
I suggest you take the bus.
I don't think I have a choice.
It does take longer, but the bus is cheaper.
Next year, I will make my plans earlier.
Did you pay attention? I hope so, because now Nathan and I are going to ask you some questions. Nathan, you can go first today.
All right, Katie, here's your question. Which ballet is Tina Twirl in?
Oh, I remember this. She's in The Nutcracker. That's a very famous ballet. I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
Okay, good job, Katie. But can you tell me which character she is?
Oh, that's a lot harder. I can't remember, Nathan.
I can help you. Part of the name is like an old Christmas treat. Do you remember the answer now?
Like an old Christmas treat? Okay, she is the sugar. Oh, she's the sugar plum fairy.
That's right. Sugar plums are an old Christmas treat, and fairies are small magical people, but they aren't real.
Okay, now it's my turn to ask a question. How is Jim traveling to California for Christmas?
Jim is the one who's trying to find a plane ticket, right, Katie? So I think he's flying to California.
No, Mark is the one who's trying to find a plane ticket. Try to answer this question again.
Okay, so Jim isn't flying, and I know he's not taking the bus. The bus is too crowded, so he's taking the train to California.
Right, and remember, he already bought his train ticket.
I remember that. Tickets cost extra this time of year. The holidays are an expensive time to travel.
You're right about that. Good job, Nathan. And good job to you too, friends. Let's take a short break right now.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello again, everyone. In this week's health lesson, we learned about something else very important. Flu shots.
Yes, flu shots might hurt you a little, but they will keep you from getting sick. So it's good to get one even if you don't like shots.
That's true. Susie didn't get one last year, and she was sorry. So you can think about getting one too. Right now, let's watch this week's features one more time.
It's time for Let's Play! Harry Lip is my name, and it's time for a game. But first, it's time to meet today's players.
I'm Larry, everyone.
You know me. I'm Benita.
And I'm Joe. Smiley Joe.
Now, let's play a new game with our old friends. It's called Show and Tell. Guess the key word that I have right here on this card. But when you guess, show us the word first. Okay, who has a guess?
I do. I love this keyword.
Okay, Bonita is moving her hands. I might know this keyword, but you showed us. Now tell us.
The keyword is dancer.
Good guess, but no. Next guess.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That was wonderful, Larry. Now, what could that keyword be?
It's concert, of course. Am I right?
No. I'm sorry, Larry. But thank you so much for the song. Next. Okay.
Benita, I think you already guessed that one.
No, I guessed dancer. That keyword was dance.
Okay. But is this dance a thing or something that you do?
Oh, it's a thing, like that's a great dance.
Then we need another guess. Okay, show it, Smiley. Smiley Joe, what keyword is that?
Practice. I'm practicing my sad face. It's very difficult.
Ah, well, keep trying, Smiley Joe, and keep guessing, everyone. Okay.
Again? Bonita, you already guessed dancer and dance.
But I didn't guess dance as something you do, like dance with me.
You know what, Bonita? I will dance with you because you're right! Thank you for playing, everyone, and we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Play!
Let the joy bells ring. It's a season that brings joy. Come and celebrate. We anticipate the birth of a special boy.
Sing it out, sing it out.
Christmas brings a message strong and true. Of a gift from above that came down in love and can give you life anew.
Happy travels. Where would you like to travel? Okay. Bye. Do you need to book a flight to Paris? Do you want to reserve a hotel room in Hong Kong? Do you want to find a 10-day tour in Africa? I can help you with all those things. I'm Patrick, and I'm a travel agent. My job is to help people travel. It is a really fun job. But I have to know a lot of things. I need to know about airlines and prices. I need to know good, safe hotels in many places. People pay me to help them make all their travel plans. I want to find the best deals and help them make good schedules. I need to travel myself too. Then I really know and understand different places. I love that part of my job. So let me know where you want to go and when, and let me take it from there. I'm a travel agent, and this is my job. Happy travels.
My, my, it's so messy in here. John? John?
What?
Don't say what to me. I want you to clean up this terrible mess. And please get me a glass of water.
Fine. Put this here, I guess. I can fold this.
John, you're not putting things away fast enough.
What? I am.
No, there's still... Space, no, there, isn't, where...
There is still no space for me to put my things!
There is still no space for me to put my things! It's Super Sentence Man.
It certainly is. It is I, Super Sentence Man, and I was flying home after shopping, but you need my help, so here I am.
Yeah, I sure do need your help.
Well, the super sentence is, there is still no something. Could you give me this super sentence in another way?
I told John to give me a glass of water, but there is still no water for me.
There is still no water for me. Excellent. John, do you have a super sentence for me?
Yeah, I already picked up my things, but there's still no space for anything.
There is still no space for anything. Excellent.
John, why do you say that?
Well, after I put all my things away, this room will be messy again.
Why?
Because you will put all your stuff everywhere.
John, how can you say that?
Friends, I must go. Someone needs my help. Always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
There's still no space for everything.
Oh, please keep my things safe here, okay? I'll be back for them later.
And where's my glass of water?
That's the end of today's review show. Those were some great features that we just watched again. All of them will help you learn English in different ways.
Yes, we help you with your English by practicing speaking with you. And Song Time can help you learn a song in English.
And what about Let's Play? You can learn English by playing a fun game. And the profession feature tells you about a cool job, but in English.
And of course, there's Super Sentence Man. He helps us all with sentences that might be a little hard.
We hope that you enjoyed reviewing the lessons with us today. We always enjoy teaching all of you students. But that's about all the time that we have for today. So you should make sure that you join us for a new show on Monday. There will be more to learn right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. You can say, let's talk.